So welcome back. This is 2025. We are back on Bharat Trailblazers. This is the first episode of Bharat Trailblazers, and we have none other than the man who's made commerce easy in India, and he's got commerce at your doorstep, Kalyan Krishnamurthy. Hi, Kalyan. Thanks for joining us.
Prashant, hi. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to meet you and sit with you. I think I've known you now for maybe 8 or 9 years. I don't think we ever sat down like this, so it's a pleasure. Thank you.
No, yeah. it's great. And you took over as a CEO in 2017.
2017 January.
It's been now 7-8 years. So when you took over as a CEO, Kalyan, what was your vision? I mean, did you actually imagine Flipkart what it is today at that time?
See,
was it a part of your?
Yeah. See, people who are inside the company day in and day out operating like this, it's difficult for them to imagine numbers and sizes like that. Of course, the inside view is always to grow now, grow the next quarter, grow the next year. And in addition to growing, get financial discipline, hire the right team, which can take the business to the next level of growth. And that's the way I also always thought about it. So, like I said, at that time, I did not plan or think about today. It happened in sequence like that over time. Yeah.
But did you really see yourself getting into, you know, you've been involved in the acquisition of the travel business, pharmacy, e-pharmacy. I mean, I'm sure these things come in. But when you were there, what was your milestone for 7 years, 5 years, 10 years? And
see, I'll tell you something, Prashant. Over the company's last several years, we've also faced several challenges, right? And every year or every couple of years, the business had milestones related to overcoming those challenges, and then there were opportunities. That is the way we thought about it in sequence. It's also been a very vibrant market in India for e-commerce. I actually think if you look at 10 years back, the size of the market and the amount of ambition in the market and the amount of funding in the market was a little bit lopsided. The size of the market was rather small,
right?
But the amount of competition, the amount of funding in the market was too much. I think right now, as I see this market where it is today and the next 4 or 5 years, I think it's more commensurate. There is companies are also a lot more disciplined. I think there is sufficient number of companies in the in the system who all have space to grow. Maybe there will be a little bit more consolidation as we go, and there is enough resourcing available to all of these companies. Yeah.
But do you see a lot of? I mean, you've seen shift happening, but I think that shift is less than 10% right now, less than 15%.
Sorry, shift from what towards? Sorry,
from
what do you
offline
mean?
To online, or online coexisting with offline. Now, where do you think it's going to stop? Is it, or you think India is going to become more and more?
It will, of course, become more and more technology enabled. Scale related benefits will come. So, it's not going to stop or anything like that. It will. If you look at several categories in commerce, a lot more has to be done on e-commerce. Penetration for categories range from 0.5-1% all the way to 30%. So all of that enablement has to happen. Of course, e-commerce is not 30% penetrated in India. The second thing is that even if you just look at category penetration in India, that also has to grow. For example, number of air conditioners in the country, number of refrigerators in the country, number of washing machines in the country, even number of laptops
in the country. We are one of the lowest, right, in the world.
Still a lot of these, and it's fine. Yeah, per household, exactly. Yeah. So that has to grow. And along with that, e-commerce penetration in all of those has to grow. So there is a lot more to do.
Kalyan, what's the biggest hindrance for adoption of e-commerce?
See,
Do you see that being different between different ages, as in between different personas?
So hindrance, I'll call it as an opportunity and a challenge. What you just said is the biggest one, Prashant. Being such a diverse country, you have to offer people selection, which is probably the highest in the world. Even on Flipkart today, there is 240 million listings, which we offer. Across price points, and you have to be able to deliver all of these kind of products to every kind of user in every part of the country at a cost. This this diversity in one platform. Don't forget, we are not a platform who appeals to only one particular customer demographic, right? So we have to, on our marketplace, we have to keep expensive televisions and we have to keep 300 rupees kurtis. Right. And all of these have to be delivered to all kinds of customers in Bangalore here and to the 19,000th pin code in India, all in a particular way with a particular experience. So this becomes a very big challenge and an opportunity for a country like India. And on top of that, if you just look at the digital accessibility part of it, different demographics and different people in India have different preferences when it comes to how they want to use a particular app or a particular way to buy, right? Somebody wants, people want to talk to the app, somebody want to chat with an app, somebody want to browse, somebody wants to search with different kinds of devices. That's a different kind of complexity which we have to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah. But Kalyan, and with this, I'm sure you've got, you talked about 24 crores, you know, listings which are there. So isme kafi medium and small businesses ka fayda hua hoga, right? You must, this must be making them available nationally. And I'm sure a lot of people must be coming and saying that because of your platform, we've grown 100x, 200x, 500x.
Yes.
So, I mean, how do you, what is that that you run and how do you promote entrepreneurship within India?
So, yeah. So, in a very, very big way. So, the way I look at, the way I look at what we do, we have stakeholders. Okay, what you are talking about, Prashant, just now is sellers as a stakeholder. We have a couple of million sellers on the platform who sell their products on our platform. And like you said, the biggest thing which we do for them is, of course, we technology enable them. And then we take their products across the country. Somebody in Surat, we enable discovery of their catalog in West Bengal. And the same thing, somebody in Jaipur, we take their products across to the south of the country. That's one thing which we do. And I visit these entrepreneurs and these small and medium enterprises. It is amazing. They have learned a lot from us. They have grown on the platform. And we have also learned a lot from them. And I would say we are also what we are because of entrepreneurs like that. And it doesn't stop. I think that ecosystem in India continues to grow in a very rapid pace. And we are a big beneficiary of that. The second part of the entrepreneurship you spoke about is even our employees.
Yeah.
I think, I don't measure this often, but the last I saw was more than 500 founders have come from Flipkart.
Yeah.
More than 500 over the last few years and counting. And there are some of them who've been very, very successful, created big businesses. So that's another way we aid entrepreneurship in the country today.
Well, and how do you manage that, Kalyan? I mean, in terms of having an organization of, I think, aapke 25,000 log honge kam se kam.
Full-time employees, I would say less than 25,000, something like that.
Yeah, 25,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you still have that entrepreneurial culture within the organization? I mean, every second company I meet in Bangalore, they are Flipkart founders or founders who have worked in Flipkart. So how do you manage that?
See, that is very deeply rooted in our company. In fact, that's an area where I think we have slowed down a little bit, Prashant. Okay. When I reflect on what we can do better as a company, we are still very entrepreneurial. That is also weaved into every aspect of the company. For example, the way we plan our product rollout, the way we plan in all our initiatives, the way we reward employees in the company, everything has an entrepreneurial angle built into it. So that's the way the company is wired.
So everybody owns products,
yes,
and a P&L of that product.
Not just that, in the beginning of a particular period, let's say before the year starts or before a quarter starts, everybody in this company has an opportunity to make a list of features or products they want built, and then they actually share it with a particular team. So maybe every 4 months we end up compiling a list of 300 to 350 products and features which we want to build. That's what comes up. And then we as a management team, we sit down and depending on the bigger picture strategy and the vision of the company, we see what to pick. Let's say 60, 70 of these we pick up every 3 to 4 months and we build this. So this is a bit of a template which we have made over time.
Right.
Yeah. And this kind of repeats.
What's your management style, Kalyan?
My management style is a bit hands-on actually. I'm involved.
People say you are a super execution person and a strategist.
People say that in a good way or not in a good way? Or
it's a good way. That's okay. What I've heard, right?
Yes, I am involved. I am execution focused. I'm results focused also. I'll tell you at the highest level what I focus on, which I'm not always able to stick to, but I'll tell you, culture of the company, talent and ethics. Mm. This is what I try my best to make sure that we don't slip on these, because if we slip on these can have a long-term negative impact on the company. And if we do this well, this can have a long-term successful impact on the company. Yeah. So this is what I do. But style-wise, yes, I am. I'm quite involved. I'm quite reserved.
And you said culture, talent, ethics. So maybe let's just double down on that. Culture, what is the culture that, I mean, and as we all talked about, entrepreneurial culture, people are empowered in this organization.
Yes, empowered, a culture of problem solving. We don't want to say no to any problem. We want to take on big problems and we want to solve them. And results focused. Another part of the culture which we always had, which we lost a little bit over the years, we are trying to bring it back, is disruption.
Right.
We want to continue to disrupt customer behavior in a good way and disrupt ourselves as to what the habits we gave customers, Indian consumers over the last 10 years, how do we disrupt that and give them a new set of habits which are more convenient, more valuable. So we want to do that. That's all part of the culture of the company. Like I said, some of it, we continue to evolve and we want to continue to do better. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And talent, how do you do the development of talent here?
Talent, but I'll also share with you hiring of the right talent. I think India as a country, we are lucky, we are gifted. And of course, a lot of credit goes to the history of the country, the government of the country and everything together, that the talent level in the country is top-notch. Hmm. It's top-notch at a very different level, okay? So one thing which I personally do not look at when I interview people is just their qualifications and capability, because that is somewhat given. People who we interact with, they're normally quite smart people. The big question is how driven they are and how motivated they are, how ambitious they are. To me, that is what makes people successful here, and that's the kind of people we like to hire.
So it's about motivation, it's about passion,
it's 80-90% about that. I know maybe I'm exaggerating there, but that's personally what I have seen, that the single biggest qualification for people who have achieved big things at Flipkart and maybe in other places also is their drive and their motivation.
Kalyan, I don't have my phone, otherwise I would have used minutes right now and ordered something and seen by the time we finish, does it get delivered or not? But if you have a phone, then you can order something.
It actually, I think it will, because we have sellers probably just 5 minutes outside from this building. So I think it will actually get delivered in the next 7-8 minutes, I think so.
How's AI, and if I don't ask you that question, and being one of the largest tech companies or tech-enabled companies in this country, how is AI disruptive? What are some of the use cases you guys have seen, worked on?
Yeah.
And what's been the capital? I mean, I think the biggest question is that how do you put capital behind it?
See, the important aspect here is that the bigger fear I have in the company is that AI becomes an initiative, that people start reporting the catalog platforms of Flipkart come back and say that we use AI, right? How can they use AI? For example, we have sellers. Sellers have products which they have to list on the platform. They have images and then they have text, right? How do we make it easy, cost efficient, and a very rich format of what they have to upload on the platform? For that, we use a lot of AI. But I don't want that a situation where that gets reported as an initiative in the company. Or let me take another example, personalization.
Right.
In the way we communicate with our customers, the way we communicate with you, Prashant, as a user versus some other user in a different part of the country who speaks a particular language, who buys a different type of product, will be very, very different, for which we use AI. These should not become initiatives.
Right.
this should be the only way to operate in the company.
This should be in the fabric of the company.
Fabric of the company, and this should be the only way to operate. And that's why I said that AI should not be seen as a product or an initiative or something which...
It's just a way to do business. That's right.
And I think the faster we get there, the more we get there, that's... It can be a competitive advantage, but if you don't do it on time, it even can be a survival question. People who don't get there in the next, who knows, 8 months to 2 years, can struggle. So that's the way I look at it.
And what's the kind of disruption it's going to have, Kalyan? And I think everybody talks about potential job losses. Even the government is concerned about the potential job losses as a result of AI and the adoption of AI. What's been your experience?
We are... Okay, I'll tell you how we want to design it and how we think about it. It should ideally not be job losses. We are very clear that jobs should get upgraded. So in our planning, this year, next year, financial planning, we are not budgeting for a reduction of headcount because of AI adoption, even though we are running towards AI adoption. When I say running towards AI adoption, we are running towards that in a very, very, very aggressive manner. Maybe by end of this year, the number of systems should be not AI enabled, but AI only.
Right.
We want to get to a meaningful milestone there. But still, we are not thinking about a big headcount reduction or anything like that on account of that. We do believe we can have the same number of people. And if all of them are using AI systems, we can probably deliver 10 times more products to the customer 10 times faster. That's the way I think about AI. Yeah.
So effectively helping you to grow the business faster.
Grow the business be a lot more useful to the Indian consumer. Yeah.
And then upgrade people who can then...
Which I think will automatically happen. Yes.
So the entire talent pool in Bangalore comes from Flipkart. Is that right? That's what I've... Or a large part of talent
pool. If that is the case, I take a lot of pride in that and I'll be happy. I don't think that is the case. What I... also admire about the ecosystem is it has evolved in a very, very rich way. So I'll give you some observation I have. It's not data-driven, it's a more qualitative observation. Over the last 10 years, maybe 70-80% of innovation in consumer internet and commerce in India over the last 10 to 12 years, before just 2 years back, used to come from Flipkart or our system. Today, the contribution from the rest of the ecosystem towards that, from who we can also learn, is enormous.
Right.
It is not that 8 on 10 of all innovations and all disruptive products or concepts or features actually come from Flipkart. We continue to grow the innovation we have, the disruption we have, but a huge amount of it actually comes from the ecosystem, and we are happy that the onus of innovation and disruption is not only on us. So it's very good for the country, and we can see that. So.
Yeah, but I think it's also, you know, what Flipkart has created, and as they said, I think in a couple of decades ago, what Infosys was to technology or tech services companies is what Flipkart is to consumer tech right now.
Yes.
And the ethos of, you know, your ethos of distributing wealth to employees, what's behind that? And I know it may have started, but you're continuing with that and you're making sure that all your employees share the wealth, even though you're not currently listed, but the creation which is happening.
Yeah.
What's behind that, Kalyan?
So I'll tell you philosophically, not just employees. Earlier, I spoke about two of our big stakeholders.
Right.
The way I personally operate and the way I encourage our management teams to operate is that we have stakeholders. We have investors, shareholders, who are very big stakeholders. They have trusted us with their money. We have customers, we have employees, we have sellers, we have the government, we have the authorities we partner with. We are very, very clear that along with the success of Flipkart, all of these people have to be successful.
Right. Next 12 months, Kalyan, what's your focus for?
Yeah, so...
12 months out?
Not just 12 to 24 months. Right. I'll say that some of the big opportunities we see in front of us, when I just look at the total, so I'll just give you a numeric way of articulating this, okay? Not just an initiative way. The total user base of Flipkart, which runs into hundreds of millions of users, and the number of customers who transact on Flipkart on a monthly basis, there is a massive gap there. Just by bridging that gap, we believe we can add a huge amount of value to all our stakeholders, especially the customers in India. So that's the way we look at the opportunity size. So velocity of transactions per customer. There is the number of people who've experienced Flipkart in India is big. Yeah. Okay, like I said, it's in hundreds and hundreds of millions of users. But getting them to the platform every month, giving them reasons and use cases to come and transact on us every week and every month is what we want to do more and more. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that's going to happen. Kalyan, let's talk about, you know, I think Flipkart also makes a lot of investments.
Right? Yes.
And you've got a lot of these smaller companies or startups that you're investing in. Now, how do you make a determination as the right place to put money on, right? And I think Myntra has been very successful as an investment. Cleartrip has been very, very successful. I'm talking about the larger ones, but I'm sure they're like 70, 80 smaller ones as well.
And some that have not been very successful also. It's fine. It's okay.
But how do you, and what's your advice to people who are running a startup right now? What should they focus on? And how should they maybe get funding from Flipkart?
See, first of all, the lens we have to evaluate these, you asked a question, there is a couple of them for us, okay? First of all, somewhere it has to be close to what we do. And we look at these as capability additions, close to commerce, close to consumer technologies, somewhere in the supply chain zone, fashion. These are all areas where we have a huge amount of interest. So these are categories and sectors which automatically get a lot of visibility from us. The second thing is technology disruption. Startups who we believe are disrupting and from whom we can learn. Because we also realize that over time, a lot of us are very internalized. We don't have a sufficient lens to the world. So that's one thing which I personally try to do also, to meet a lot of startups so that we can keep Flipkart as a big company can always be relevant,
right.
Seeing and learning what is going on in the ecosystem. So these are the two things which we look at when we evaluate companies. Advice to startups is generally a couple of things. First of all, most importantly is whatever you are doing, do it for the right reasons. Right?
With a purpose.
So with a purpose. And it's okay to have a purpose for the next 4 years and then evolve the purpose as you learn and as you build the business, you get a product market fit, you get the customer adoption, you start building financial models around it. It's okay to evolve your purpose around that, but make sure there is some kind of a purpose around it, because doing any actions for the wrong reason will eventually catch up with you.
Right.
Second thing is, not early stage, but the moment the company hits a particular stage and scale, I have shared this before also, start thinking about governance. One way to think about governance is think about people who can question you.
Right.
It's extremely important to be founder first, but it's also important to be company first. So have independent directors, for example. Over time, maybe 30 to 40% of the company's directors, bare minimum, should be independent directors who can, without any fear or motivation, question management. Yeah. So these are the two, three things, given on all our experiences, Prashant. You are actually broadly in the governance industry in India and you're a leader there. You would probably see this as well. So these are the couple of things I would advise people.
Yeah. I think the biggest dilemma is, you know, when to stop governance or when to start governance, not to stop governance, but when to really start governance and start investing. And especially, you know, it's always a debate about agility versus governance. But to your point, absolutely. I mean,
and the company hits certain milestones.
When was it that Flipkart started having independent directors?
Early stage, actually.
Early stage.
I forget the exact period, maybe 2010, 11, 12 onwards itself, the company had independent directors. And over time, and if you just look at our board today, it is a very senior, sophisticated board of leaders across the world, industry leaders across the world. So, and it's a fairly, truly independent board. I think you interacted with a lot of them. Yeah.
Kalyan, how are you solving the problem of villages in India? कि अब आज के दिन इस फ्लिपकार्ट how much percentage of your commerce is really going to the hinterland, going to the villages? Is that
We have not measured it in terms of villages, but more than 2/3 of our business today will be what we call as tier 2 plus markets. So it will be in the not the top 60-70 cities. So beyond that will be maybe 70% of Flipkart's customer base.
Is going to be lower than tier 2?
It is already, it is today like that only, yeah.
So you're giving them a choice of...
We are giving them more accessibility of products made affordable, enabling them with a lot more technology, giving them service which they are experiencing for the first time, yeah. Yeah.
And just to flip it, how many of your sellers today who are on the platform come from, let's say, the hinterland where the opportunities were not there?
See, hinterland, it's difficult to measure like that, but I would say maybe 90% of our sellers will come from the non-top 10-15 cities, yes. Is my immediate guess. Maybe 80%+ of our sellers will actually come from cities which will not qualify as the top 10-15 cities of the country.
There's a huge impact that you're making on
massive,
India.
Massive, and this is something which is a matter of pride for us. And I make it a point to keep visiting all of these sellers at least once every quarter. Yeah.
5 years baad, how will you measure yourself?
Like I said, there are few jobs in the country and in the world which can have an impact on more than 1 billion people, improving people's lives, giving access to technology, giving them service levels which they are experiencing maybe for the first time or second time. Those are the things which are extremely inspiring and exciting. So, yeah.
3 pieces of advice for our audience.
Number one is focus. I'm a very big believer in focus. The second thing is choose the type of people you want to hang out with and be seen with, be it your teams, be it your colleagues, be it your investors. Make those choices. For example, one thing which we did very well in our professional journey at Flipkart is we chose our investors and shareholders very, very well, yeah. Right? They're ethical, with good culture, people who've been with us for 10-15 years. You look at the history of the company, we've been lucky that we've had those. So I think they chose us and we chose them. I think personal, professional, I think be seen with the right people is one very big thing which I try to do. And second thing is, I'm a very big believer in focus in generally.
So focus, culture, ethics, talent. Yeah, I think that's great, Kalyan. Thank you very much for being with us. And I'm really, the vision that you have of making sure that everything reaches to India and the real India, and you're doing that already. I think that's phenomenal.
Thank you, Prashant.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being with us on Bharat Tailblazers. Sure. And